But we're so thrilled to have you along, and we're thrilled to welcome, for the first time this year, Winky Madad. He is in Shiloh, in the center part of the state of Israel. I say for the first part of this brand new year, Happy New Year to you, Winky.
Thank you very much, and festive season to you people, too.
Thank you very, very much. I know that the Jewish people celebrate New Year at Passover, at Rosh Hashanah, and then they do it with us that claim this is the new year. Anyway, it's great to have Winky along to get his insights. And Winky, what I wanted to talk about is the situation in the Jordan Valley. There's a lot of debate going on in Israel now between both sides, left and right, as to whether the Jordan Valley is a necessity as it relates to the security needs for the Jewish state of Israel. I want to talk about that, and then we'll get into what is the next step, should they annex or whatever. But the Jordan Valley, am I correct, is a part of Judea and Samaria, what many people refer to as the West Bank. But the Jordan Valley itself, a part of Judea and Samaria, as is where you live, Shiloh, is that correct?
Yes, the what we call the Lower Jordan Valley, or the Jordan Valley, is a stretch of territory right alongside the Jordan River from the Sea of Galilee down to the Dead Sea. And, of course, it is part of, geographically, Judea and Samaria. And it has always been thought of as a very strategic security element beyond the biblical and historical and religious connections between the Jewish people and its homeland. This has a very important element for assuring Israel's eastern front, which does not necessarily start and end with Jordan, but goes on across maybe even 1,000 miles eastward. And I'm referring to Iraq and then, of course, Iran in the general direction.
So then if those two countries were going to attack Israel, they would come from the east and have to cross the Jordan Valley to get into Jerusalem or to the Mediterranean coast there in Tel Aviv. That thus then makes it essential that the Israeli Defense Force have some type of security apparatus in that particular piece of real estate.
Well, it's not only that, which you're correct, Jimmy, of course, but I want to add just two elements for the understanding of our listeners. Number one, the border on the Jordan River it could be compared to a tripwire. If Israel does not have sufficient surveillance and close scrutiny, then we are letting in from the east possibly elements that would enable a major military campaign when the time comes. Secondly, if we do not have the control of that area, Israel cannot move its troops up from wherever, and I hope it doesn't have to ever withdraw or retreat from that line, but let's argue from the worst case scenario that Israel has given over some territory in Judea and Samaria. In order to get the troops from Israel proper to that front line, if they have to go through a hostile Palestinian or Arab state, that's another problem. And the third issue, of course, is that the Jordan Valley has always been seen in the most moderate of left-wing camp, from Yigal Alon and other people, as being quite necessary. It's not an issue of nationalist or right-wing parties in Israel. But as you probably remember, Jimmy, Yigal Alon's plan was to keep an Israeli presence on the Jordan River.
When we look at the geographical location right now, the immediate state to the east of the Jordan Valley and the Jordan River is, of course, the state of Jordan. And they're somewhat friendly with the Jewish state of Israel. I know they're still ultimately probably going to be some type of an enemy. But right now along that border, it's pretty quiet, is it not?
It is, because we have a peace treaty signed in 1994, which was supported by all the major Zionist parties. We do have extensive commercial dealings, including factories that are set up in Jordan that produce for Israel. And we do have an awful lot of tourism going across from Israel and from foreigners. I think even you've been coming from Israel into Jordan and back and forth. And so it's very good for Jordan to be in a peaceful relationship with Israel. And that advancement on their behalf should be deepened and strengthened until we get real peace.
Now, Winky, some of the politicos in Israel are calling for the annexation of the Jordan Valley. Explain that. What does that mean?
Well, that means that some of the politicians are, shall we say, a little bit tired of the incremental actions of our Arab so-called peace negotiators who keep on bringing up issues one after another. The closer we get to solving A, they bring up B. As soon as we move on B, they bring up C. I'm talking about the borders of a Palestinian future state, the situation in Jerusalem, the refugee status. And so they say, why can't we tell them, listen, we've been at this game now for 2 or 3 dozen years, and we consider the Jordan Valley a strategic area that Israel cannot give over to a so-called Palestinian state. So let's just apply our sovereignty in any case. I'm not quite sure whether this is going to go down well, but at least it shows that there is a strong need for Secretary of State Kerry to address Israel's real security needs and to come up with a better answer than he has up till now.
Well, and as I remember, back in 1967, those in the leadership of the military in the United States, that group of generals responsible for what happens militarily from America, they said that this is an essential piece of real estate that must belong to the Jewish people, and I don't see how that's changed over these many years.
Well, Jimmy, you're absolutely right, as usual. There was a report, and not too many people know it, of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the United States, not Israel, not the Zionist movement, and not the Bible believers, but professional military strategists who know what they're doing, and you can Google it and look it up, and their map, as you said, had most of Samaria and good deal of Judea, and, of course, an Israeli presence on the Jordan River. So it's not an Israeli issue. It's an objective, professional opinion of what security needs of Israel demand.
Well, Winky, I guess you and I would have to come to the conclusion. At this point in time, we don't know exactly how the politicos are going to decide how the negotiations are going to continue on between the Israelis and the Palestinians and what resolution will come from those negotiations. But we do know the last chapter. We do know the bottom line. God's word said that piece of real estate will belong to the Jewish people and forever.
I agree with you, Jimmy, and I think that if people would pay more attention to the wisdom that has been developed from the Bible and God over 3,000 years or more that we have the Bible written, then I think our modern-day politics would be in a much better position.
Wow, what a statement. Modern-day politics would be in a better position if we relied upon the principles of God's Word. That is an absolute. God brought government into existence, and He continues to use it even now, and He will into the future as well. Winky Medad, our special broadcast partner, he's a good friend. He is a great man to bring to the table to give us insight into problems unfolding in the Middle East. Winky, I hope you have a blessed new year as it relates to this new year in your life. But indeed, thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon.
Jimmy, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. Goodbye to you and our listeners.